Today, on another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, OPM's tech-friendly director steps down. And inside the debate on banning ransomware payments, it's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. Kiran Ahuja, the Office of Personnel Management Director, known for her support of federal tech modernization and bolstering the federal tech workforce, among other things, is leaving the agency. Ahuja, who is the longest-serving OPM director in more than 10 years after her 3 years of service, will depart her role in coming weeks. Ahuja was confirmed by the Senate in June 2021 and became both the first South Asian American and first Asian American woman to lead OPM. During her time leading OPM, Ahuja oversaw the administration's efforts to implement a $15 minimum wage for federal workers, prohibit use of non-federal salary history in pay setting for federal jobs, implement a new data strategy plan, and bolster the federal government's tech workforce, among other things. As part of the Biden administration's AI efforts, Ahuja is a member of the AI and Tech Talent Task Force, which was created to support hiring efforts related to the president's executive order on the technology. Related to that same order, OPM has also authorized direct hire authority for AI-related positions and outlined incentives for attracting and retaining AI workers in the federal government. In other news, despite the nation's continued efforts to implement a ban on ransomware payments, real steps remain before the country can get to that point, a former top White House cyber official said Tuesday. Kemba Walden, who served as acting national cyber director from February to November of 2023, said during a House Financial Services Subcommittee hearing that the U.S. hasn't come to a place where the American economy is resilient enough to withstand a prohibition on companies making payments to resolve an attack. The profits are still too high and the costs are still too low, Walden said. Walden is now president of the Paladin Global Institute, a division within the venture capital firm Paladin Capital Group, aimed at protecting global critical infrastructure from cyber threats. Walden added that the nation must shift that balance, pointing to a number of potential policy options to get to the point where profitability is no longer a motivator for ransomware actors. During the hearing, Representative Maxine Waters asked Walden whether a congressional ban on ransomware payments, with limited exceptions, would effectively starve the criminals, or if a law of that kind would cause the attacks to focus on critical infrastructure or other vitally important institutions. Walden and other witnesses testifying said that under current economic conditions, critical infrastructure sectors and smaller businesses would be especially vulnerable to the ill effects of a payment ban. For more top news and insights at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. The Daily Scoop podcast is available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back again tomorrow with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.